Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Monday, February 26, 2018 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. It just gets wilder and crazier all the time, doesn't it? I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be in. As always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. I don't think we're going to stray far from the Valentine's Day massacre, if we want to call it that. I call them incidents. They're always incidents to me, because the official story never adds up, never makes sense. There's never a motive. There's always a lone gunman who is actually a known gunman, the known wolf, as Patrick Henningsen and crew over at 21st Century Wire point out, always known to authorities at multiple levels, typically, certainly the FBI. And as far as that's concerned, everyone in America needs to acquaint themselves with Trevor Aronson's TED Talk, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists, and his book, The Terror Factory, Inside the FBI's Manufactured War on Terrorism. This isn't just the Operation Gladio B scenario. It's also what some refer to as the Operation Gladio C scenario, where you have the non-radical Islamist terrorist too, who's also always self-radicalized. It's interesting, though. It's the same MO. It's just, you know, not with the radical Islamic component or element. And there's always this catastrophic failure from top to bottom, typically. And that's, you know, fascinating. I'm going to kind of start with Scott Peterson this morning. Not that Scott Peterson, the Parkland, Florida, Broward Sheriff's Office, Scott Peterson, with Scott with one T. I have a speculation, and I usually my mind wants to zig whenever the mainstream media zags. And when the mainstream media and the alternative media agree, my mind really wants to zag. So what I mean in this case is Scott Peterson has obviously been thrown under the bus in the last few days. Scott Peterson, of course, is the resource officer, the school resource officer, SRO, who was on duty on February 14th, 2018 at Marjorie Stonemason Douglas High School. And so we've seen Scott Peterson be thrown under the bus by everybody, you know, mainstream media, alternative media, etc., which I find interesting. My suspicion is that, I guess in simple terms, my suspicion is that, like Nicholas Cruz, Scott Peterson might be a patsy as well. I'm not convinced that Scott Peterson was just a guy who waited outside, you know, at the adjacent building, in the little outer, whatever it is, you know, the entryway of the building, the official story is that Nicholas Cruz was going through the building. The more you read about Nicholas Cruz, if you actually read about Nicholas Cruz, the more you find it completely implausible that he did what is alleged, that he, you know, showed up at the school 20 minutes before school gets out because he knew the gates would be open then. He was familiar with the school. And then he walked into the school at a door that was, you know, might have been locked. you'd expect. The freshman building, which just happened to have the cameras removed last year, you can see if you do a Google Earth search right now, you see the little mount on the wall, and you can see the camera on the building next to Building 12, but there's no camera on the door of Building 12. Now, how did that happen? That's curious. And speaking of all of that, you know, the Sun Sentinel reported that there was a massive overhaul of their surveillance system that was supposed to take place. I think the fire alarm and surveillance and stuff. That has not happened yet. That has been held off and apparently is part of now has been rolled into a larger $10 million renovation project that is, I think, supposed to start in July, which I guess is plausible. Anyway, it's interesting that, you know, you have that, the antiquated, some of the antiquated technology that's still being used conveniently, and some of it that was removed conveniently, the cameras on Building 12, specifically on the doors outside, the exterior cameras. And, you know, just more of the coincidences that very interesting. So there are some curiosities about the Scott Peterson accusations that are floating around. And the Sun Sentinel really has some of the best articles on this. And let me see if I can find some of these. So the Sun Sentinel reported early on, I think the 16th actually, that the school resource officer probably wasn't on duty that day. And that was interesting. And then suddenly, just a few short days later, about a week later, we get, you know, Scott Peterson thrown under the bus. Oh, yeah, he was. And then we hear three more officers. And who was the fourth? Because I'm not aware of the fourth name being reported. The other two are in the Broward County Sheriff's Office documents. You can go to the Broward County Sheriff's Office website and download all of their documents under the section, the folder they call the Parkland Active Shooter, which is interesting. So the document I'm talking about is this PDF labeled Scott Peterson. You know, all of this is separated with underscores, but instead of spaces. But Scott Peterson, February 2015, IA 315-0050. So this is the internal affairs information on Scott Peterson. And I think here's I'm just going to make it real simple and we won't drag it out. But the Sun Sentinel reported, I believe on the 16th, that the story was, the 16th story by Scott Travis, contact reporter, and the title was Florida School Shooting, How Was Killer Able to Get Around School Security? Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High has fences, gates, emergency procedures to keep students safe, but a determined gunman found a way around them. Oh, how. He came when he knew the gates. I mean, you know, it reads like a spy thriller. It reads like Robert Ludlum wrote it or something. Ian Fleming. He came when he knew the gates. Were they reading people's minds on the 16th? He came when he knew the gates would be open and set off a fire alarm that would dismantle a safety system. And it's really creepy. You know, if this is how schools really, if they're operating like this, I mean, think about what we're doing. We are literally creating the panopticon, digital, virtual, and, you know, physical all at the same time in Rand Corporation game theory fashion. That's what we're doing. You know, no, it's our idea. We want our kids to go to prison for school. That's what we want. We want, you know, it's our idea. We want kids to be in prison and call it school. That's what's happening. It's really, really awful, vile, despicable kind of thing, you know. Schools look more and more like prisons. In fact, you know, at some point, it's going to be difficult to distinguish between the two, I think. Just from a physical, you know, sort of architecture standpoint, you know, the design, the way that an operational standpoint, you know, you got to get buzzed in, you got to get buzzed out. There's a lockdown, you know, all that kind of stuff. School, so-called, indoctrination mills sound more like prison than school. But I digress. So Marjorie Stoneman Douglas has all this stuff. He came when he knew the gates would be open and set off a fire alarm that would dismantle a safety system, officials say. And the school resource officer who is supposed to help protect students may not have been on school grounds at the time. Accused gunman Nicholas Cruz, who had been expelled, et cetera, arrived on campus about 20 minutes before the school day ended. That's the time school officials usually open the gates around campus, so students and staff parked in various parking lots, as well as school buses, and parents picking up their kids can get out easily, said Jerry Graziosi, the district's former director of school safety. Skipping ahead, once a person gets onto campus, they have access to a number of classroom buildings, which are often unlocked so that students can easily get to their classes. Let me see if I can. The only person trained and armed, skipping ahead in the story, the only person trained and armed to fight back against an assailant at Stoneman Douglas is its one school resource officer, a Broward sheriff's deputy, funded by the city of Parkland. But Maxwell said she doesn't think he was on campus when the shooting happened. I have been told by a couple of sources that the SRO was either called off campus responding to something happening, or it could have been his day off, she said. They are stretched very thin. Doesn't that sound weird to you? Now you fast forward. He was, you know, this is, so how is this possible? I guess is my question, that we hear initially. So Lisa Maxwell, executive director of the Broward Principals and Assistants Association, Lisa Maxwell, comments and says on the 16th, she's quoted by the Sun Sentinel as saying, I have been told by a couple of sources that the SRO, school resource officer, that's Scott Peterson, the guy who I think got burned, was either called off campus responding to something happening, or it could have been his day off, she said. They are stretched very thin. So a couple of sources told her that Scott Peterson was either called off campus responding to something happening, or it could have been his day off. It's my understanding that Scott Peterson, in his own testimony in that 2015 video footage, you know, of him petitioning the school board to keep the resource officer, that he's not a coward. He's an older guy, admittedly, been with the Broward County Sheriff's Office, one agency, and, you know, unfortunately, there is a duality of office. The sheriff's office shouldn't be a duality of office, but it is one part agency and one part not, if that makes sense, administrative, fourth branch style. Anyway, you know, folks like Sheriff the Right Worshipful Scott Israel, guy who, you know, quotes the Talmud. I just don't understand how somebody, you know. And so let's look into the vote rigging on that, because there were there were better candidates, as far as I'm aware, in the 2012 election. And Broward apparently is a sheriff's office that has a history of corruption, but in some ways. But this, you know, in Sheriff, the right worshipful Sheriff Israel's tenure is a whole new level, I believe. You know, the fact that I think it's a conservative treehouse story that talks about how there's been largely a stand down in conservative treehouse. The title of the article: Broward County Sheriff's Office did not miss warning signs, quote unquote, or make mistakes, quote. And that's an interesting story about how they've had some significant policy changes in during Sheriff Israel's tenure to basically largely ignore teen shenanigans, teen malfeasance, teen violence, and things like that. You know, why is that? Is that so that when this time comes, they can say, oh, well, you know, yeah, we investigated, and per our policy, we didn't do anything. And so that's interesting. There are some anomalies. I'm going to kind of take a different tact on some of this today. Scott Peterson is one. So Lisa Maxwell says that Scott Peterson might not have even been on the campus. He was responding to something else somewhere. But then now we hear, I mean, fast forward from that to everything that we've heard recently, and speaking of the Sun Sentinel, their article: Scott Peterson, school deputy, goes from commended to vilified after Stoneman Douglas shooting, February 23rd, 2018. So a week later, a week after the article on the 16th, then they have him pictured. You know, Broward Sheriff's Deputy Scott Peterson resigned after public criticism from Sheriff Scott Israel for not confronting the Florida school gunman. I think that Scott Peterson might be a fly in the ointment from, you know, not necessarily a guy with a sterling reputation, but probably not the kind of guy that would go along with this new hardcore psychopathy. Probably had reservations, maybe heard, you know, what was going down, maybe even was offered a role, a part to play. Hey man, you could be a hero. Maybe he said, you know, I'm not cool with what's going on here, guys. And I'll explain more when we come back. Stick around, more right after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns, their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down, the fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Welcome back. You know, Florida Speaker of the House, Florida Congressman Richard Corcoran, petitioned Florida Governor Rick Scott to depose the right worshipful share of Israel yesterday, I believe, which I think is fantastic. I hope that that gets traction. And I say kudos to you, Richard Corcoran, et al., all you folks who are trying to get rid of the right worshipful share of Israel. I think that's a fantastic idea. If sunlight will get rid of bacteria and germs like Sheriff Israel, that's a good thing. It'd be a good day in America. So Richard Corcoran sent a letter to Governor Scott and tweeted it out. Florida Constitution gives you, Governor Rick Scott, the power to suspend a sheriff for, quote, misfeasance, neglect of duty, or incompetence, end quote. And I think, you know, there's arguably a little bit of all four, personally, I would say. And Richard Corcoran wrote, I am requesting that you immediately exercise this power and suspend Sheriff Scott Israel of Broward County for incompetence and neglect of duty. So it's interesting. Scott Peterson is being squeezed. Now we learn that there are at least three other deputies that are alleged to have been on the scene. And it gets worse. You know, maybe we'll play the clip like in the next segment of Scott Israel responding to reporters' questions. And I thought the reporters had some great questions. I expect these Broward County press conferences to go the way of Las Vegas. No, mum's the word. Because there is a level of culpability that, you know, there's smoke. There's smoke here. It's very strange. None of this stuff makes sense. Why do you have, now we've learned, and even CNN reported, there were four deputies on the scene, officially. It's officially been reported, and I don't think that was supposed to get out. But I think Coral Springs was, I don't know, my suspicion is the Coral Springs department was perhaps at least in part responsible for that information getting out, because the Coral Springs officers showed up at Stoneman Douglas High School and found Broward County Sheriff's deputies standing outside, guns drawn. And so this, as the story goes, Coral Springs guys went in expecting Broward County Sheriff's to follow them in, because of course now you have, conceivably, you have the tactical advantage on anyone or anyone's. Isn't this what these guys train for? So Coral Springs guys go in, and to their surprise, Broward County guys don't follow them in. They stay outside. Coral Springs chief called Sheriff Israel and was not happy, obviously, I believe the day after, as I understand it, within the first couple of days. And then the following week, Sheriff Israel, the right worshipful Sheriff Israel, goes on the CNN town hall and admonishes folks like Dana Loesch, it's your fault. America, it's your fault because you have guns. No, Sheriff Israel. Actually, I agree with Florida House Speaker Richard Corcoran. You are guilty. You're guilty of at least incompetence and neglect of duty. Who do your four officer or your four deputies report to? What is the chain of command? You know, Jake Tapper asked Sheriff Israel yesterday, we should play that clip too. You know, will you resign? Oh, no, of course I won't resign. Well, good. Then you should be removed in shame, disgrace, and embarrassment. You're a disgrace to the department, to the office of sheriff. Really. And the more we go along, I think the more we'll learn that, yes, Virginia, there is a conspiracy. There's more. Anyway, I'll get back to Scott Peterson in the next segment. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome back. You can find some really interesting stuff online about Sheriff Israel and how he has, you know, there were complaints before Sheriff Israel about the politicizing of the office of sheriff. And afterward, he picked up and, you know, carried the torch from there after being elected. But, it's interesting. So politics, definitely. But, you know, this whole, you know, I don't like the strong after these cities, because then, you know, that, of course, calls, I think, to mind the Strong Cities Network, which I think is awful. Parkland Strong. I hate it. You know, these mindless Orwellian slogans that really, I mean, what does it mean? And how do you sift out the ambiguity, the Orwellian ambiguity that, you know, to be quite frank, is always intentional? Let's be honest about it. Whatever happened to the Strong Cities Network? You know, that's a conversation that we should be having, led by the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, the ISD, which was created by three guys, including Lord Rothschild. Awesome. That sounds like fun. We should have those three guys from the other side of the pond dictating policy to our law enforcement agencies. That sounds like a great idea, doesn't it? No. Horrible idea. Is this Great Britain? I didn't think this is. Last time I checked, this wasn't Great Britain, was it? This is. I don't think this is Great Britain. Anyway, wasn't there supposedly something that happened some years ago, you know? I don't know. something around 250 years ago. I think there was some kind of event or something. I don't know. Anyway, we were led to believe at one point. Anyway, so it was interesting. I mean, I was mentioning Richard Corcoran's letter yesterday, 21 hours ago. You can go to Twitter, Richard Corcoran's Twitter feed, and see at the top, Richard Corcoran, 21 hours ago, his tweet that includes images of his letter. Today I sent the following letter to Florida to Florida Governor Rick Scott, asking that he suspend Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel for incompetence and dereliction of duty. I was honored to be joined by 73 Republican colleagues. You can read the letter attached here. And of course, on the last page of the images, the last two pages actually, you can see the names of his the folks, the 73 that signed on with him. Why isn't CNN covering that? Why isn't that headline news? Speaker of the Florida House, Richard Corcoran, sends a letter to Florida Governor Rick Scott requesting that he and giving, citing cause, requesting that he immediately exercised the power to suspend Sheriff Scott Israel for incompetence and neglect of duty. It's interesting, speaking of this incident, what happened a couple of Wednesdays ago now, the incident at Marjorie Stonemason Douglas High School. From Richard Corcoran's letter, in the 3 years leading up to the unspeakable tragedy, Sheriff Israel, his deputies and staff ignored repeated warning signs about the violent, erratic, threatening, and antisocial behavior of Nicholas Jacob Cruz. By Sheriff Israel's own admittance, his deputies received at least 23 calls regarding Nicholas Cruz or his family, including reports that Cruz, quote, planned to shoot up the school, end quote. During Sheriff Israel's first week in office, his deputies responded to a call from then 14-year-old Cruz's mother, who complained about her son's violent response to her taking away his video games, Xbox, I believe. They did nothing. 3 years later, in February 2016, Sheriff Israel's deputies received an anonymous tip about Cruz posting on Instagram a threat to shoot up his school that included a picture of himself with guns. The deputies determined Cruz had a BB gun and knives. You know, the BB gun thing is an interesting thread too. You know, when somebody jumps out in Lower Manhattan of a rented pickup truck with a BB gun and a paintball gun, one has to wonder what's going through this person's mind or what was planted there, shall we say. The deputies determined Cruz had a BB gun and knives, and they reported this information to Deputy Scott Peterson, SDHS's school resource officer, SRO. Again, nothing was done. More than a year later, on November 1st, 2017, Sheriff Israel's deputies received a request from Cruz's family to recover his weapons after his mother died. Nothing was done. Just over 3 weeks later, on November 24th, 2017, Sheriff Israel's deputies received a 911 call from Cruz's host family about a gun the family thought he had hidden in their backyard. Nothing was done. And I believe the same incident, you can actually hear Nicholas Cruz calling 911 saying that the host family's son, I believe that was Roxanne Deschamps' son, 22 years old at the time, said that he would gut Cruz, according to Cruz's 911 call, if he returned. So you hear that. How come we haven't heard any of the other 911 calls? But I digress. And by the way, it's interesting, more intrigue. I'll get to this in a minute. But, Roxanne Deschamps, she's just a good person, even though she's trying to become the executor of the estate of the inheritance Cruz is allegedly set to inherit. That's interesting. Why would such a good Samaritan want to do that? Who knows? But I digress. The following week, on November 30th, Sheriff Israel's deputies received a call from Massachusetts, from a Massachusetts number. And who are all these anonymous people? How many of them are informants, by the way? Because I guarantee you, come on, at least one of them is an FBI informant. that probably has ties to at least Broward Sheriff's Office, probably other municipal jurisdictions, agencies. You know, and do you have proof for that? Is there evidence of? Yes, I'll get to that in a minute. You know, the stories that we've heard that have been thrown in our faces about, you know, so and so was plotting to attack this or that. There've been the Miami Herald has run a couple of stories, and I've talked about these in the past. Every time we hear terrorist or alleged terrorist, you know, the jihadi, you know, radical Islamic nonsense in Florida specifically, the last few in particular, the stories always come out about a week or two later that, you know, an informant told so-and-so. It's always an informant, which of course should call to mind Operation Gladio B and the strategy of tension and Trevor Aronson's words that after years of research, I've come to the conclusion that the FBI is much better at creating terrorists than it is at catching them. And that's a fact-based statement based on years of research, like he said. Based on years of research, I've come to the conclusion the FBI is better at creating terrorists than it is at catching them. And by the way, he was on, I believe, CBS Sunday Morning. It was one of the CBS morning programs. I think it was Sunday Morning. Debating a former top-level FBI official on this subject, and Trevor Aronson was not rebutted. Trevor Aronson provided his research to the FBI for critique. I mean, if the guy was out of his mind with his assertions that the FBI is better at creating terrorists than it is at catching them, his TED Talk, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. Hello, America. Are you awake? Is this thing on? If he was just some nut job writing a book from out in left field, The Terror Factory, inside the FBI's manufactured war on terrorism, if he was just a kook, wouldn't he receive a cease and desist order from the federal government? You would think. Why hasn't that happened? That hasn't happened. That's interesting. But again, I digress. Continuing on February 4th, well, you know, we know about the incident. Anyway, once again, nothing was done. Nothing was done. Nothing was done. So in Richard Corcoran's letter, during Sheriff Israel's first week in office, there was the department encountered crews. They did nothing. Next paragraph, each paragraph, you know, February 2016, they did nothing. November 1st, 2017, nothing was done. November 24th, nothing was done. November 30th, nothing was done. Other than a call to contact the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, it seems they might be culpable too. There might be other jurisdictions, you know, not just including the FBI. Anyway, multiple encounters. So, and then the Scott Peterson aspect of this. So getting back to that. So from Richard Corcoran's letter, Deputy Scott Peterson, the SRO that Sheriff Israel assigned to SDHS, Stoneman Douglas High School, was on duty. Well, that's interesting, because how come then the Sun Sentinel reported that Lisa Maxwell said he might not have been on campus. He might have been responding to something else. That's interesting, isn't it? How do you get from multiple sources? Yeah, Scott Peterson wasn't on campus. He might not have even been on campus. They might have burned him somewhere else. So anyway, Deputy Scott Peterson, the SRO, the sheriff that Sheriff Israel assigned to SDHS, was on duty, armed, and in uniform at the time of the shooting. Sheriff Israel did not provide Deputy Peterson with state-of-the-art active shooter tactical training that meets the national standard, because Deputy Peterson was not provided this training. He was ill-prepared to respond effectively to the situation and neutralize crews. Instead, Deputy Peterson took up a position outside the school building rather than entering the building to engage crews. Deputy Peterson and three Broward County Sheriff's deputies stayed outside the school while they believed the shooting was still underway. Why would you do that? You know, from a tactical standpoint, why would you do that? As Coral Springs police officers, does that make any sense? Four sheriff's deputies standing outside of one building and not even, it's my understanding, just on the west side of the building. Again, very odd. Why? Pray tell. If you subscribe to the accidental theory of history, it probably doesn't make any sense because it doesn't make any sense. But if you don't, if you subscribe to a, you know, what some call a conspiratorial view, then you have some legitimate questions that should be met with legitimate answers. Continuing. Deputy Peterson and three Broward County Sheriff's deputies stayed outside of the school while they believed the shooting was still underway. Think about that for a second. Let that sink in. You know, for those who say, well, you know, we should let law enforcement handle it. Do you realize that they don't show up until after the event is over, typically? These guys were here. The shooting was happening. According to official accounts, it was over and done within 7 minutes. How were four Broward County Sheriff's deputies on scene within, you know, minutes, just a couple of minutes? I suppose, it's definitely possible. But, you know, for them all to be on scene and to have a stand down, apparently, is what it seems, is very peculiar, wouldn't you say? To not be on the... How could they... If they were on scene and Coral Springs went into the building and the suspect was not apprehended, doesn't all of this just sound really odd? Four Broward County Sheriff's deputies on scene as the active shooter is contained in one building, Building 12. Coral Springs officers show up. They enter the building, presumably, obviously, to engage the suspect. And I think it was three Coral Springs deputies or officers. So you have seven law enforcement personnel on scene. And, you know, even if the Broward guys don't go in, they can't... establish an effective perimeter to make sure that no one gets in or out that they don't see. And somehow the suspect manages to blend in with students and get away. Does that make any sense to anyone? It sure doesn't make any sense to me. I'm pretty sure that, even the most untrained folks could probably do a better job than this. Very strange. Anyway, continuing. Sheriff Israel's fundamental duty is to keep the peace and protect the citizens of Broward County. He has the power and responsibility to appoint highly qualified deputies and to ensure... they receive state-of-the-art training. Sheriff Israel failed to maintain a culture of alertness, vigilance, and thoroughness amongst his deputies. Sheriff Israel failed to fulfill his duty to ensure that all of his deputies have the necessary active shooter tactical training. As a result of Sheriff Israel's failures, come on, man. Scott Israel, take responsibility. You are the sheriff. As Florida House Speaker Richard Corcoran points out, it's your failure, Scott Israel, at a minimum. And of course, then there are all the remaining questions. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com by Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health by Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture in the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, February 26, 2018. If we could not be lemmings, but that's not fair to lemmings. Lemmings don't deserve that. Sun Sentinel and other media outlets reporting how to get official Stoneman Douglas MSD Strong shirts, hats, apparel. You know, do you realize that this is trauma-based mind control? It's a self-induced form of trauma-based mind control. This is what we're doing now. People need to look up Stockholm Syndrome, read up on Jeremy Bentham's Panopticon concept and Rand Corporation game theory, you know, how this is the iterative prisoner's dilemma, how that beats all, you know, strategies and gets you thinking, you know, gets a rat to, or a mouse to go through the maze in a very directed sort of fashion, all the while believing it's the mouse's own idea to take a left here and a right there and another right and then a left and a left. You know, Rand Corporation game theory. The iterative prisoner's dilemma. How can we always win? How can we always get people to do what we want and have them believe all the while it was their idea? Oh my gosh, that's diabolically brilliant. How can we do that? Anyway, how to get official Stoneman Douglas MSD Strong shirts, hats, apparel. I mean, why would you do that? That just doesn't seem, that seems deranged to me. I mean, I understand some people will say, well, yeah, because we're supporting. No, 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 no. No, you get the regular apparel if you're going to support. You don't get, you know, trauma-based mind control apparel. Look into trauma-based mind control. See, that's what you're doing. You know, it's not good. Anyway, while the Alinskyite terrorist David Hogg is calling for tourists to boycott Florida during spring break, the right for worshipful Sheriff Scott Israel is in full damage control. We'll talk more about that. And I'll get back to the point of Scott Peterson. We'll open up the phone lines and all of that. And another little wrinkle in this narrative. I haven't heard anyone else talk about. We'll talk about that when we come back. Second hour coming up right after the short break. Don't go away.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.